think when we hold on to identities or we think we're a certain way and we're not open to evolving or really allowing ourselves to be seen in all parts, that's when I can think I definitely feel the stagnancy in people's business and in the online space. Yet I always feel it begins with this self-awareness. And I feel like when we all are sort of transitioning and showing up and owning it, it starts with that piece. And I feel when we understand our story and why we do what we do, in order for us to be authentic and building a brand, we have to let go of fear of judgment within ourselves to step into authenticity. Welcome to Influence by Design. This is the podcast for coaches, healers, and experts dedicated to mastering the art of influence to accelerate business growth and impact. Discover transformative strategies that turn your expertise into expansive success. I have a quick favor to ask. We've noticed less than 25% of listeners on this podcast are subscribed to the show. The simplest way you can help us this year is by tapping the follow button on the app that you're listening to the show on right now. It's free, it's straightforward, and it's incredibly impactful. As we strive to elevate every aspect of our show in 2024, your follow will allow us to attract even more highly acclaimed guests. Thank you so much. Your support means the world to us. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I am your host, Samantha Riley, and today we are chatting with Tamara Meyer. We're going to have a really great conversation about branding, which is her zone of genius. We're going to talk about all sorts of exciting and juicy branding pieces and how to tie it all together to sell, because let's face it, we're in business to sell. So welcome, Tamara. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Samantha, and I'm all for creative juices and just bringing more incredible support for all the listeners today. So thank you for having me, Queen.
Ah, oh, so excited. I love that, Queen. I love that you call everyone Queen. Before we even start, I actually want to know, where did that come from?
You know, it's funny. I actually know where this came from, but I used to be in the fitness space as a professional athlete. And I used to always envision myself like Beyonce whenever I would be on the treadmill, absolutely killing myself, you know, getting ready for a comp. And I used to have a slogan called, you know, slay like Beyonce. And I used to watch her at the Super Bowl 2015 performance. And it was like a 15-minute long performance. That was my thing when I would be on the treadmill. And I'd just be watching her. And she just was a queen. And so when I sort of, you know, transition from fitness coach as a professional athlete into business, I wanted to have that same element of like showing up like Beyonce, but being your own version of that. And so Queen was the kind of like the thing that came for me. And ever since then, that's kind of been what I really love, really helping women with their business online. It's like having that queen energy, showing up like a queen, which is not always being, you know, put together, glossy version, but it just really embodies that element where, you know, you're a leader, you're vulnerable, you're feminine, you're brave. So that's how it all began, my love.
I love that, because I think authenticity can be tricky for people to understand. So for me, like, I love that you've explained that. I love that, you know, that queen energy, because for me, queen, I don't know, it just doesn't work for me personally. I don't know, but it works for you so well. Like every time I see you, it's just like queen, queen, you know. So how do people find their version of that?
It's essentially what I love helping women with around personality with their brand, right? And authenticity is essentially all parts of us, our true self, our genuine self, also the parts that we don't really love. You know, you can look at me right now and I've got makeup on, I've got a top on. Beneath me, I'm wearing trackies. And I'm like, but that's authenticity, like a true business owner. But I feel that a lot of women, when they start to open up, and men too, and find out what true authenticity is to them, that's where they can start to see their unique attributes, you know, whether your tonality and voice is serious, but really, you know, you might have certain things that really represent that as a person. And everyone has their thing, or everyone has a unique attribute. And essentially, you know, that can be whatever anchors for you too. And for you, it may be, you know, you've got this beautiful energy where you're nurturing and kind. And I can see also you're a boss babe, you know, but again, like, it's finding what really works for you and reverse engineering it, which is essentially what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. Well, let's go there, because I think that when you can really lean into what that uniqueness is, That's what attracts people. And it can be very easy at the beginning of your journey as a coach to take on parts of other people, and you start to almost mimic that without even realizing.
And I love that you bring this up.
I could just see it like straight away. You're like, yes. And I actually think we all do it at the beginning as we're trying to find our way. Take us on that journey of where people can start to really lean into that, what's unique for them, because it's much easier to be yourself, right? When you're showing up or trying to show up as someone else, that's when I feel, but I'd love to hear your take on it. That's where I feel that people hold back because they're too afraid to show up because they're a little bit afraid of getting someone else's version wrong.
And again, I did this in all different identities, I like to say. And I think when we hold on to identities or we think we're a certain way and we're not open to evolving or, really allowing ourselves to be seen in all parts, that's when I can think I definitely feel the stagnancy in people's business and in the online space. Yet I always feel it begins with this self-awareness. And I feel like when we all are sort of, transitioning and showing up and owning it, it starts with that piece. And I feel when we understand our story and why we do what we do, I begin with a really incredible framework around, it's called story, right? And essentially, like when we want to step into authenticity and in branding too, a lot of people want to veer into like the logos, the colors, the aesthetics, but that's for me last. That's where I always start. But I start with the framework story, and S, stands for significance. What are the three or five key events that have happened in your life that have shaped you for who you are, that have had an emotional connection with yourself? And a lot of times, and this is a life coaching question I used to be asked all the time, people get really like taken back by that question. And that essentially really takes them on the journey to then really finding out what the theme of their stories are. And so from story, T stands for theme. What are the themes that have been part of your life? For myself, it's perseverance, it's wealth, it's empire, it's the embodiment, it's showing up. And that's when then it leads into when it comes to storytelling and authenticity, we always have options that kind of become whether we dive into discomfort, whether we stay the same, but our options are always there to teach us a blessing or a lesson. And so O stands for. And then this is where, when we're looking at authenticity and building a brand and, really speaking into this for your audience, the R stands for what was my responsibility? What are the results I had? And what's it relevant to my audience? And the last little bit, which is where we're probably going to tie into the next phase, is your values. And I think when we understand what our values are from a business, from a personal component, we can start to see how that can start to connect with our audience. And then that's how we start to show those parts because it's important to us, not anyone else. So
Love that.
it's powerful stuff. And I can only talk about my mistakes when I was a fitness coach because I used to look to others as influencers, to the people that I really aspired to be like. And it wasn't until I realized, even transitioning into life coaching, I was like, oh, I need to be taken seriously because if I'm business coach, life coach, and I've gone from fitness to business, they're going to think I'm this weirdo that can't decide what I want to do. But it's really my own judgment. So I feel wrapping up all of that, my love, is in order for us to be authentic and building a brand, we have to let go of fear of judgment within ourselves to step into authenticity.
Oh my goodness, that is so huge. Like when you really think about that, we judge ourselves so deeply around making sure that we get it all right. And being able to let go of that is like just, hello, I'm here. I'm ready to show up now. And that's when things really change, right? I want to talk about values a little bit because I also talk about values a lot. And I don't know if you found this, but a lot of people that I speak to say, I know what values are, but I actually really struggle to find my values. What is a tip that you can give people if they're in that space?
It's interesting. I love this question too because I was this person as well. What's important to you? My tip for you and anyone listening, I find that, wow, that's a really good question. I find when it comes to navigating your values, it's kind of looking at what your life is like right now, because values essentially is why you create rules, beliefs, and decisions, right? So I find what are the things that you're holding on to that's really important to you. What's the reason you get out of bed? What's the reason that You have rules around structure, or you have these beliefs around certain things. Maybe it's beliefs around relationship, rather, maybe it's belief around personal development, maybe it's in business. If I was to talk about values in relationship, a really big one, and for the listeners who can reflect on this, I know that a value of mine in a relationship is essentially freedom. And not because I want to have time away from my partner, but it's building a life of freedom. Because growing up, I came from a really dysfunctional family, and also freedom and security is a big value of mine. And again, reflecting on your upbringing, the things that I didn't really receive was security and was not having freedom. So I feel like sometimes it's looking at what we didn't receive growing up that will allow us to really see what values we really are connected with, because essentially it's always what we didn't get. It's why it becomes important to us. I don't know if that connects with you.
That definitely, I've never heard someone mention it like that, but I really know what my values are. And as you were saying that, I was like, that makes perfect sense because that is exactly, freedom for me is one of my top three values as well. And it is so important to me. And I know that that's why I do what I do. It's why how I work with my clients, because that's what we didn't have when we were growing up. So that makes perfect sense. I love that so much.
I feel everyone that hits, like they hear that as well. We go back and we go, and this is why when it comes to branding and storytelling, it's like these events that have shaped you for you hard can also be a negative thing that happened to you growing up, right? So
Totally. Well, Tony Robbins talks about that, right? He talks about the way that his mother treated them, and that's the things that happened to him is why he's such a great coach now. And I think that, you talked about the beliefs and the lessons, and I can't remember, there was someone else that I interviewed on this podcast a while ago that calls them blessings. I can't remember who it was. And it just, as you were talking about that, it really reminded me that these things that happen to us, when we really understand that they are lessons and they are what's, helped us to shape who we are now and how we show up, instead of seeing it as a, something bad, to bring it in and say, but this is what has made me who I am today. And I think that the blessing is a great way to look at that.
I'm going to steal that. That's really cool.
I need to go back now and have a look to see who said it because I can't remember and I want to attribute it to them. And because I think it's so cool.
that's your queen slogan, babe.
I love it. So, talking about all of these things, obviously, this is, leaning into storytelling. You talk about storytelling a lot and storytelling to sell. And I really want to touch on this because I feel that a lot of people understand that they need to tell stories and that's how we connect with our audience. And they see selling over here and, as a separate thing, and they don't understand how the two come together and they can't like create that bridge. So what can you, I've just asked you probably a million questions all in one. So go wherever you want to go with that. Maybe
I love
start off with the storytelling.
Well, I'll start with a story, right? Because when I was in the fitness space, again, looking to what others were doing around selling, and maybe you guys can also resonate with this. I feel like so many people don't get taught how to sell. And so for me, I watched my mum growing up being an Avon lady knocking on doors. And because I came from, before my fitness days, I came from a dance background, a professional actor and dancer, I had to sell myself based on performance, not opposed to like my story within, right? And so for fitness days, a lot of people literally would just talk about when it came to selling online, like them as a product as opposed to what they get to do for others. And so selling is serving. And a lot of people, when they have ick around selling, they've either had bad experiences, there's been manipulation, or they've just been sold to based on just like urgency and emergency.
Someone wanting to sell something to them and not caring about them.
Exactly. And so if you're right now having struggles around selling, maybe it's because you just prioritize the feature and benefit of, let's say, your product or your coaching or what it is that you do. But there's a really good book called Copywriting Secrets, and he talks about the emotional pull, which is essentially going into a, well, this means that phrase, right? And a lot of the times when we're connecting with anyone, stories will really create trust. and emotional connection. And so what we really want to do, if we ever do any copywriting formulas or even sales formulas, it's always going to be around pain, agitate, solution, right? But what if you could utilize your own experiences and what you've been through to then show the audience, you know, this is something I've done and this is going to be relevant to you because, or because this means that. And that's what has really changed the game for myself, you know? And then you're probably asking, what's the formula? What's the formula? Going back to what I said before, you know, everything is a theme in what you do, and everything has the ability to become a micro topic. So, you know, whenever I jump on my stories or whenever I'm connecting with anyone on a sales process, I think it's so important to have relatability and a connection piece that you can share. And naturally, it's going to come really easily in time. But if you guys can see that storytelling doesn't have to be complex, it can be really simple. It could be literally just, you know, anything right now. Like you and I already have connected around certain things when it comes to Anzac Day and public holidays and what we believe in, right? I think it's just putting energy into like looking at the macro topics you have in your company or as your product or coaching business that you have, and really going into like themes and micro topics that you can then see stories that you've gone through certain things. And it's always not, this is again the big thing that I really think is important, and Alex Hormozi talks about this. It's making sure you're not going, this is what I do and this is what you have to do. It's, I've actually tried this because this is what's happened with me. And if this is something that feels really connected with you, then by all means, I'd love for you to work with me and see if this is the right path for us. Do you see the difference between like, buy my shit, feature benefit, call to action, or when you can actually
Right.
an emotional state? So I've just gone down a rabbit hole. I hope you don't mind. But yeah, that's,
No, I love this.
I think again, authentic selling also is really important to call people out on their bullshit and hold people to a standard. And I think when you're really big on storytelling and selling to sell, like that way you start to become authentic in selling, which means you also are truthful on a sales call. And that means, you know, reframing questions, NLP languages. It also means like shutting up and listening. It means being honest and transparent and just being certain within yourself.
I've just picked up something there and I want to go down this rabbit hole because you said being truthful on a sales call. And anyone that's listening is probably like, well, of course, I'm always truthful. But I believe that so many people struggle with selling because they don't 100% believe what's coming out of their mouths. Can you talk a little bit into this? Because they're not really going out to be manipulative or lying, but there's some sort of block or friction there. What can you talk about in regards to that?
It comes back down to themselves, I feel. You know, before I really became really confident, and we're always learning and growing. I can't tell you that I'm perfect at selling, but I went through a phase where when I was on calls, I wasn't truthful to myself. I wasn't certain within myself. Therefore, whatever I said, it felt icky and stagnant because all I was worried about was one, making money, and two, not about the other person, but more about how I was coming up. And so when we're not truthful, it could essentially just be more around how we are as a person, but also we're scripted, you know, we're following someone else's process as opposed to just having a framework that works for you. And Eli Wilde talks about this, who I'm absolutely obsessed with, you know, just like acting and just like, you know, being a main character of your own movie, the script gets to be tweaked and changed as we get to work on ourselves. And so sometimes it's not a matter of the strategy in sales, it's the strategy within yourself, which is your belief system, how you are as a person. So that I feel gets to be something for all of us to explore, that we see this as a 24/7 thing, you know, working on ourselves so that we can really show up as truthful and as authentic on that call to really serve that person and being okay to go, okay, this is not the right fit, or like holding them to a standard. Like I've just said, you know, I've just picked up that, you know, you've said something about, you know, excuses and objections and stuff. Tell me more about that. Or why do you keep saying this? You know, and again, it's just enough more practice and more progress. I find that that's going to be a really big thing with anyone when it comes to anything, when it comes to selling and storytelling.
Yeah, I love that so much. Let's talk about more about the branding piece. We've talked about it a lot, but I want to sort of bring it to the other side of the storytelling. You're talking about storytelling to sell. What about the showing up piece and like bringing the branding in? Because there's times where, you were quite authentic and said, I'm wearing my trackies. And for all of our US listeners, she means tracksuit pants.
Oh,
But
yeah.
if you don't understand what I'm talking about, sweatpants. But you've got a brand that's very polished, very put together, very, queendom. How do you bring that into your everyday branding when, like, when you're telling your stories?
So one of the biggest things when I was navigating through what I stood for online, I actually really started to understand that branding is essentially these things. Like I've got a little acronym for everything, right? But branding, when it comes to like showing up, that essentially means being bold, and that's the personality of you as a person. I always believe that being bold is also light and shade, dark and light. And that means also, if you're going through stuff or, it's hard to show up, especially when there's a lot going on. It's like, how can you still be showing up as best as you can as your brand? And I think that's really important that people don't just get to see the glossy version of you, but also the side of you that you feel, may get less views, likes, and engagement. But it's in those moments where people get to see you're human. And I think a lot of people think branding isn't about the perfectionism, which I struggle with sometimes too, because I come from a dance background. I always felt like I had to be perfect and looked a certain way. But I really believe it's in the moments where we can call ourselves out and show people that we're human. People want to be more around people like that, like being able to show that you're going through hardship. So then the R is all about relevance. And again, like being relevant in not just business, but like your lifestyle, like what you're into. When I understood my story, and I think this is important for everyone to learn, no, I was homeless when I was 12. So perseverance and building a life, and we spoke about values, right? Freedom was really important to me, and having a life that really allowed me to never go through something like that or my family. When I was putting together, what I stood for and what Queendom is about from a color tonality, right? I realized as a personality myself, I really chase the wealth, the Louis Vuitton, the beautiful holidays. But me as a person listening to me now, I'm weird, I'm quirky, and I really, really identify like with the outs, like the colors of pink. So sometimes when you're focusing on emotions and your brand, what are the colors that really represent you as a person from everything, And I think, again, this leads into the acronym A for brand, which is authenticity. It was something that I actually learned a little bit when I was in the fitness days, because we had to really, be online and build our brand as an athlete, and I would be completely depleted, yet I'd be speaking on my stories and telling people how I'm feeling. That I didn't realize was authentic at the time, but I was at least using my voice to connect with my audience. And so then when we're looking at branding, that's when niche comes in. The ideal client is essentially a version of you. And sometimes it's just a matter of looking at what you were like a few years ago to see how that can represent for you as a brand. And then the last bit to brand is D, which is delivery. Delivery in like the tonality, the voice, and again, the colors, the aesthetics. That's when we start to piece it all together. But it's essentially what I love helping people when it comes to showing up online. And I think it gets to be your version, no one else. And sometimes when we question it, sometimes we just need to fucking do it and see what happens.
Yes,
Ah,
yes,
five.
yes. Right. And that piece of showing up as you in the not so perfect ways, that connects with people so much. It gives them permission. So I went to see Stephen Bartlett earlier this month.
I'm so jealous you.
Oh my God, it was seriously just, he was so good. I actually went and watched him in another city as well. He was so good. But when I met him, one of the things that I said was he'd put up a story maybe a week or two before where he was sitting outside the stage door and it was a black and white photo and he just had his head in his hands. And the story was that one of his team had photographed him at a moment where he was jet lagged, he wasn't feeling great, he was exhausted, and he just felt like, oh my God, I can't do this. And then essentially it was like, he had to give himself a bit of a talking to and get your shit together and get up there. And no one else knew this, but it was just this really raw moment that this team member had snapped this picture. And I just said to him, I said, you putting that picture up and telling that story was just the perfect timing for me because I was at a time where I was exhausted and I was really struggling. And I was just like, oh, if he can do it, I can do it too. Like, just pull your shit together and just get on with it. And he said to me that that particular story had had more replies than any story that he's ever posted, because it's that raw and that vulnerable time that gives us permission to go, oh, we're not per like, he's not perfect. It's okay for us not to be perfect. And it was, it's that permission piece, and people connect with that and go, oh my God, it's not just me. And it's so powerful.
I love that. It's a big element of what I talk about at my event. And I'll share a piece because I think it's so important. I had a sort of like something came to me a week before the event. And it was, you need to share this story that I haven't shared about something. And it was part of my life that I've never been one ready to share. I had a lot of shame around it. And I also had the fear of judgment, right? And in my first live event, which happened a couple of months ago, I shared this piece about my dad. And what it did in the room was not only just the permission slip, but it was able for the women to also to start to share, but also it was a moment for myself to forgive myself and to forgive my dad. And I think a lot of the times, the things that we're afraid to talk about are the things that are going to get people to want to work with you and connect with you. And Brené Brown talks about vulnerability being brave, and it's so important that everyone listening, that we really just lean into it. And it doesn't have to be every day, but when you're feeling like I can't go on, or I'm not going to be online because I'm going through stuff, I always think about those times of like my upbringing where my mum was always showing up. And that's why I'm very big on showing up no matter what's going on, because it's going to help someone, just like it did for you with Stephen Bartlett. You know, it helps you see like if they can do it, I can do it too. So,
Absolutely. Oh, I love that so much. Now, you have a free resource for people that have been listening that are like, I absolutely love this conversation. I want to lean more into this. Tell us a little bit about what you've got to share.
yeah, you know what? I'm going to give you guys two things just because it just feels really important to do. I have a brand archetype, which is really a really beautiful, like almost like a worksheet to see how to start piecing together your identity as a brand. And I think this is going to be great from a color tonality, your personality. And you get to see in this beautiful worksheet, like other like artists, celebrities, motivational speakers on how it kind of represents their brand so that you can go, oh, I'm this and this. And then the other thing for you guys is a framework, which is called the Epic Framework. And it's just going to help you piece together your story as a brand, as well as the identity and connection piece and the purpose of your brand too. So yeah, I'm going to give that to you guys.
I love that so much. So, of course, the links will be down below wherever you're listening so that you can go and grab those resources. I have absolutely loved this conversation. I think it's such a powerful piece to really show up, especially as coaches, because people buy us. It's not like we're selling a product, that they're essentially buying us. What is one thing that you really want to leave listeners with today that relates to what we've talked about?
I definitely want to add in, like, when it comes to any turbulence, challenge, hardship, you know, every single day is an opportunity for you to show up. And don't ever feel like it has to be like in a suit put together. Like, whatever your anchor is, whatever that queen anchor is for you, find what that is. For me, I wear a crown sometimes on calls because I'm absolutely exhausted, or I'm feeling the feels. But everyone has that element in us. And so I really want to encourage everyone right now that at the end of the day, it's not about us anymore. It's about the greater good, to make impact, to make influence, you know, and to serve. And so with that comes this level of absolute commitment to show up no matter what, but also be authentic in that space too, because everyone deserves to hear your story and you deserve to build and scale a brand that's authentic. And that's all I want to finish up on.
That is perfect. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Tamara, and sharing everything that you've shared today. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with
Thank you, beautiful girl. Thank you.
you. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.